your blood-bought gift. Today we claim.
Send the fire today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Monday night prayer time. We call it Watch and Pray. The Lord instructed his disciples to... You know, 1 hour was like sufficient for them to, he needed help in prayer. And 1 hour was sufficient. So we focus on 1 hour, but we always go over that. I don't think we've ever gone less than it. So we will pray tonight, and we want to focus on the election because it's so serious. And not only the election, but things surrounding the election and after the election. So the Lord could intercede and put a lid on it, but as of right now, the hard left here are insurgents. They're a fifth column. They are insurrectionists, communists, anarchists, jihadists, and I don't think that they are going to allow Trump to win, not only win, but the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court. They just will not do it, folks. So they may try legal things and throw the election up in the air through the courts. But I think such a landslide is coming that it's not going. They're going to be crushed. They most likely, in my opinion, 99% sure that they will resort to violence. That's what we got to really pray about, the crushing of the hard left, literally to be crushed. They cannot, it's like we could not, we had to crush the Nazis. We had to. You couldn't let them, like an armistice, like World War One, for example. You couldn't do that with them because you'd be fighting them 5 or 10 years later. The Japanese with the Bushido, what do you call that? The Bushido, in my mind I got the word tradition, but that's the samurai warrior, the mindset, the Bushido mindset. Japan had to be crushed. And even folks, after we dropped 2 nuclear bombs on them, the army still did not want to surrender. And the emperor interceded and demanded that the army stop fighting and that the Japan surrendered, would surrender to the United States. So it had to be crushed. The Bushido for lack of a better word, tradition, had to be crushed. So, I think it's the same with the hard left here, folks. In America, these are real ideologues. And if I said this once, I've said it hundreds of times. They hate us as believers. They hate God. They hate the Bible. They hate us. Hatred is a real motivating factor for these people. And they want to deal with us like the Nazis dealt with the Jews. So their hatred is so strong. It's like unfathomable to them, folks. It's their worst night, literally their worst nightmare, to have Trump president, have maybe 56, 57 senators Republicans, have the House in charge of the Republicans, the Speaker of the House, Pelosi will lose, and the Supreme Court now. I mean, it is their absolute worst nightmare. And that's what we got to pray about. Yeah. I do also think, and I don't say this much, but I said it a little bit. I think that one of the reasons God had Trump elected was he wants these people judged. And the reason is they've declared war with him. They're like pre-tribulation period. And they're at war with the Lord. Literally, in a real sense, they're at war with him. Wholesale killing of the babies. What does the Bible says? Be fruitful and multiply. Male and female. Well, you can be anything. You wake up in the morning, you're one thing. In the middle of the day, you're something else. At night, you're something else. You can be whatever you want, but don't dare say that there's only two genders. Don't you dare say that. You're a bigot. A direct attack on the Lord. Marriage between a man and a woman. They don't care if a man and a woman gets married. What they won't stand for is that marriage is only between a man and a woman. Again, attacking God's creation. You know, and you go down in the line, evolution, attacking God's creation. I should write this down because there is several points. There's a couple more, but right in the beginning. So they're after the Lord's creation. They are literally the enemies of God. They're not average sinners, folks. You know, an average sinner that goes in a bar and gets drunk and things. They're not like that. Well, they may do that, too. But in their reprobate hearts, there's a seething hatred for God. Seething. And anyone that's associated with him, which is us. So, I think it's coming to a head now, and I felt that God wanted them judged, because I knew they were going to get judged, but I thought it was going to be in the tribulation period. But we're not there, folks. We're not there at all. Something big is happening now, and they may step up now and think that they can get away with what they could get away before the election. I believe that they were setting a trap for Trump, and he didn't step in it. In that they wanted him to send in the army, and they'd be happy if thousands of them were killed, and then he would be a beast, and he would be a monster, and look at all the Americans he killed, and they'd have it nonstop to turn the public against him. That was their goal, but he didn't fall for it. And he told the governors, give me a call. I got the army ready. Give me a call. We'll come in. We'll put it down in one day, whatever he said. I think the governor of Minnesota eventually did. I think in Minneapolis. The others didn't. So it's going to be a whole different story after the election, how Trump deals with these terrorists. So there we are. It looks like it's going to be a runaway for the president, looks like. The only hindrance there would be the criminals with fraudulent voting and stuffing it and having the dead vote and whatever else they do. So, but we need to pray, because it's really, I think I laid it out accurately about what could come down. Because of their insane, you know, picture the Nazis in Germany, and it's 1932 when they thought they were going to take over Germany, and all of a sudden a Jew is elected instead of Hitler. And then there's several Jewish judges in the Supreme Court of Germany. And the Reichstag there has, you know, a lot of Jews. Maybe the Speaker of the House is a Jew. They couldn't stand it, folks. They couldn't. They'd be rioting in the streets. And that's what we face with these people. They are dangerous. They are vicious. And they've got reprobate minds. So, we know where that is heading. And I believe the Lord, like I said, the Lord is on our side. And they're going to be dealt with, folks. Joe Biden has, it's only his horrors are just beginning because he mocked the Lord. He mocked the Lord with homosexual marriage. And he brags about it to this day. He takes credit for it. Back in 2014 there. He takes all the credit for it. So let's go over and take a look at, hang on here. Let's go over and take a look at the chat room. Why am I having trouble? There we go. All right. And we have, let's see who's here. Oh, we got a good turnout tonight. Sharon is here. Scott is here. Doreen. And Greg. Well, Greg's here too. Yeah. Doreen. Let's see. Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Julie is here. Hello, Julie. Al is here. Hello. Okay, a lot of chat going back and forth. All right, and the rest will be coming in. We got a nice crowd here in the Uber conference room. And we're leading off with Brother John. Hello, Brother John.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Lord's blessings to you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. So any testimony you want to share with us before you begin to pray?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, if you'd lead us in prayer.
Yeah. Father, tomorrow is a day of decision that we know that it's in your hands, and we commit it to you, and we're asking, Father, for you to prevent any voter fraud, Lord. Let it be quiet if they attempt to do it. There are states, Lord, that are deliberately setting it up so that they can commit voter fraud. So we're asking, Father, that they would be caught if they attempt to do it. And we're asking, Father, for a great victory for President Trump. The state of our nation hangs in the balance of every presidential election now. And I agree with what John said. The leadership of the Democrat Party needs to be crushed, Father. They need to be dealt with. And the best way to do it would be to crush the party. Just destroy the whole thing, Father, and bring their works to naught. They have spread sin throughout the nation. They've infected the nation with sin. They embrace everything that's sinful, Father. So we're asking now, Lord, for a great victory tomorrow. Father, we need that spiritual revival. The political is one realm, Lord, and we're thankful, Father, that we've had President Trump, but we need the spiritual revival. So I'm asking, Father, for the preachers of this nation to literally take the gospel serious, Father. So we're asking for repentance in the pulpit, Father. We pray, Lord, for your protection of President Trump, specifically his health, Lord. He's been going nonstop now, nonstop. I don't know anybody else could do what he does. And so give him strength, Lord. Protect him, Father. We're asking, Father, for the same for Vice President Pence. And, Lord, this nest of vipers has surrounded him for 4 years. We're asking, Lord, when he's reelected, Father, that somehow you work to bring justice. And to all these Democrats, Lord, that have attempted to overthrow his presidency, Father, they're attempting to overthrow our country. And that's another way they could be dealt with, Lord. Justice. Just have the Department of Justice finally take action against these people. So thank you for this time of prayer here, Lord, this evening. Thank you for everyone that showed up. We're asking for great blessings, Lord, on this prayer this evening. Bring everything to our minds that need to be prayed for. Bless all the preachers, Lord, as part of this ministry, all their ministries. And Father, bring repentance, Lord, to those that are already in political office. It would be wonderful to see some great captives for Christ, Lord, especially people like our Governor Wolf and that guy up Cuomo and all these corrupted governors, Lord, that are manifesting all the evil. You can bring them to their knees, Lord. You can bring them all to their knees. So we're asking, Father, for defeat of the evil one here in our nation. They've been working long and hard here, Father, subtly, but now they're overtly working. We can see it, Lord. It's a time of lawlessness, Father, in our nation. So we're asking, Lord, that that would be put to rest, Lord. Thank you that you had mercy on us, that we did not get Hillary Clinton. We pray, Father, now that tomorrow would be a tremendous rebuke to the Democrat Party, Lord. It would be the beginning of the end, for them, and that their whole party would be disintegrated, destroyed, Lord. And whatever comes out of that, Lord, we're just asking, Father. So we don't want to see violence, Lord, and you can work it, Lord, so that you can put an end to it. The best way, Lord, again, would be for the justice to take care of this. So we're asking, Father, that Barr would do his job, Lord. He just seems to be like a sleep or something, Lord. I don't know. So thank you, Lord, for this time together this evening. We praise and thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother John. Thank you. Thank you. And let's see who we have here also. We have Brother Greg. Hello, Brother Greg.
Hello, John. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, any testimony, or you just want to get right into prayer?
Not really. I mean, I passed out a few tracts lately, but I've been sticking around the house a little bit, so, over the weekend. So.
Okay. All right. You can just lead us in prayer, then.
Okay. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. We give you all the glory for creating this country. It never could have been done without you the way it was set up. And we ask for protection for it. We ask that you would put a wall of fire around and about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and each and every person that calls out to you, all the saved people, Lord. We ask that you would give protection to each and every one of them and that they would bring forth much fruit and that we would have a great and mighty revival here in our country. And we ask for, as John was just praying, we ask that you would protect this election, that you would open up the windows of heaven and let everything be done decently and in order. And if there's anything out of order, that you would expose it and open the doors so that everybody can see it and that it will be taken care of in according to your word, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. mighty way that would strike fear into all the other ones that would try to do the same thing. And we ask that everything be done to your glory, God, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you put us here. You created us in your image. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for every single thing. All the isms, as Chaplain John was just talking, they need to go away. Communism, fascism, Marxism, all the isms are evil, every one of them. So we ask that you would move on these things. They're in a great, mighty way, Lord, that you would open the doors, and especially in the schools, Lord, that you would make, as President Trump is trying to do right now, make curriculum that will be for patriotism and that will lift your name up, Lord, not this wicked, satanic filth that they're filling these children's minds with pornography and every kind of abomination, teaching them wicked things that, honestly, Lord, I can't even imagine hearing about. You know, hearing about it, it's never even entered into my mind, this wickedness, Lord. And I ask that you would bind it, put an everlasting end to this satanic activity. You said it's better for a millstone to be cast about somebody's neck and they'd be thrown into the sea rather than to harm one of these little ones, and they're doing it. And Biden is one of the worst pedophile, wicked people on the face of the earth, along with the rest of them. They all kind of hang together. And we ask that this would be done according to your word, Lord, and that if there is any chance of them being saved, that you would, I know that you would give it to them, Lord, but it doesn't look like they're seeking you. And we ask that you would open the windows of heaven and make this go decently and in order tomorrow, that there would be no rioting and bloodshed and wickedness going on. Somehow, you know how to do it, Lord. If you would open that door and then shut the door to the satanic rioting. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, a little break in the prayer here. I just wanted to share a couple things. What's happening is I believe there's been a huge infusion of God's power in a way into the nation since the 26th, about a month ago now, a little more than a month ago, since that repentance, crying out to the Lord out for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place in Washington, D.C., with Franklin Graham and Jonathan Kahn, because the country's different now. It's noticeable to me. It's noticeably different. And it's like God, I believe, is sending us a political revival. But I've noticed how God's people are really involved in this also. And we've been praying for the outpouring. Then God may have to stabilize us politically for the outpouring. And we're asking for the outpouring to be so great that it would affect worldwide and all that. So there's energy, folks, politically now in America. There's energy. There's life in it. And I'm not saying the Republican Party. Maybe some people in it. But anyways, God's will is going to be done. And what we're seeing is, again, my opinion, a populist uprising now. We are tired of the deep state, the swamp, the lies, the two-tier criminal system, wide-open borders, and trying to do everything they did to Trump to stop him from closing the borders. The country obviously was sold out to China, obviously. And Biden, the biggest criminal, one of the biggest criminals in it, is running for president now. We're just tired of pushing homosexuality, pushing all these different genders. And if you look in history, I don't think this is just an election. I think it's a populist uprising. And the populist uprising would be when the people sort of take things in their own hands, not in a bad way. Now, of course, it could get, you know, into a bad way, but the people rise up against the elites and they say, that's it. We had enough of you. And we're going to break your back politically. You were going to stop you from what you're doing. And that's exactly what we have here now, I think, nationwide. What I watched over the weekend was incredible. All over the country, folks, in, you know, like Connecticut of all places, New York, Long Island, where I'm from, New Jersey, California is really, all sorts of things are happening in California. But I wanted to show you this one thing that was jaw-dropping, and it was in Arizona, and it's called the 96-mile-long Trump train. And Facebook is fighting it. When I posted it, they warned me that it wasn't accurate. So, and they didn't say how long it was, but it wasn't accurate. 96 miles. Did you see that, Greg?
Yeah, they said that their objection was that the police didn't use that exact wording.
Yeah, hang on here. Hang on. Yeah, all right, so it's 80 miles. It's 86 miles.
They're straining at a gnat.
Right, right.
Camel.
They didn't say how far it was. But, folks, I don't care if it was 50 miles. You have to see this, what I'm about to show you. Let me get it over here so you can see it. I mean, I watched it about three times. And this is, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, populism. This is a populist uprising. That's what this is. This is the American people saying, we had enough of you. So here it is, folks. I think it's just jaw-dropping. It's a helicopter flying over it. And here we go. So when they said 96 miles long, if you look at all the rows of cars that are in there and all, oh my goodness, Lord. I think this is Tucson, the Tucson area. I don't know how this got started. It was the 25th, the 26th. This, and notice that it's both ways on the road, not counting all everything that's off to the side, off the road. And this is apparently where it's the originator of it.
That is amazing.
All right, it's 50 miles long. I don't know. You know? If 50 miles long, but if you took all the cars and straightened them out there, put them all, who knows how long it would be. Yeah, but this is where it started right here. Patriots of Arizona. These two may have been the initiators of it. Okay. I just wanted to show you that because it was, to me, when I saw that, and the not just the fact that it was single cars, you know, for 90 miles, but it was massive, absolutely massive. So it was very, very exhorting to me, and I looked at it and I said, this is populism. This is not just merely supporting Trump for election. This is a bona fide move of the people taking our country back from these criminals. And that can only be done with power, folks. And that's why I'm thinking God has infused, he heard our cry. And we might need a lot of fortitude, a lot of strength, because our mettle could very well be tested starting tomorrow with these terrorists. So, Sister Kathy, you are up. Anybody that would like to pray, please, I have quite a few people in here, but we'll get everybody tonight. Please call in at 717-409-5553. And you can participate in the prayer with us. Okay, Sister Kathy.
All right, well, I do have a testimony. A lady told me today, and she's a black woman, and she's been going to this black church for many years. And this Sunday, the pastor preached on politics, and he was just repenting. He said, I am so sorry that I have voted on party lines. He said, I have voted when Obama was running, I voted for him because he was black. And he said, I didn't know that he was anti-Jewish. I didn't know that he was so pro-Muslim. He said, I just simply voted for him because he was black. And he said, I am wrong. He said, we have to protect the babies. We have to protect Jerusalem or Israel. And he just went on about what Biden is not for and what Trump will do and has done and for the black community. So that was so encouraging to me because God is busting the delusion, I believe, on so many people. But Lord, we come into your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your glorious courts with praise. We worship you because you're the one God, the true God, the only God, the great I am. The Alpha and Omega, God, you created everything, and by you everything consists. And we just thank you that you are our Father, our Daddy, our Abba, and you love us. You are our Shepherd. You keep us. You protect us. You guide and direct us. And I thank you, Lord, that you are leading and guiding this country right now, and you are opening the eyes of the blind. You're unstopping deaf ears. You are making lame feet walk again in the spirit and in the natural. And we just thank you so much for that. I thank you for this minister standing in the pulpit and unabashedly taking responsibility for leading his flock in the wrong way for many years. Lord, whether they heard it or not, whether they accepted it or not, whether they think it's true or not, God, he repented. And that is amazing. And I just pray that happens all over the country tomorrow. Even as people are traveling to the polls to vote one certain way, unmask, Lord, the enemy. Unmask them, their eyes. Let them see the truth. And thank you that the truth sets us free. Lord, we thank you that you're good all the time, and all the time you're good. Sometimes you stop the storm, and sometimes you just calm us in the middle of it. So, Lord, we're going to need absolute strength from on high tomorrow, no matter what, Lord. There's just going to be who knows what, but we know that you're in it, you're over it, you're under it, you're around it, and you're through it, and you are everywhere, forever, all the time. And we draw such comfort and strength from that. Lord, I pray safety for the candidates. I pray safety for the streets. I pray safety for the polls, Lord, because, oh, there's just so many attacks that could take place in the polling areas and just all over. But, Lord, we ask you to just shut the terrorists down, shut the anarchists down. Thank you that what we're hearing is Trump trains, and I haven't heard Black Lives Matter in I don't know when. And so, Father, I just thank you. I thank you that you are working all things together for our good. Lord, you are just, this third awakening is springing up. We thank you, Lord, that all over the world, all over the United States, their prayer lines, their prayer focuses, there are websites, their conferences, and so true about the return. and the Prayer March 2020, Lord. But there's just been a barrage of things since then, and it's just amazing how profound and how awakened we are getting. So I thank you for that. I thank you for the Bible, the written word of God, the promises, the covenants, the blessings, the sins and the shortcomings, but the turnaround. So we just thank you for that. We have this holy, holy book, the basic instructions before leaving earth, Lord, the owner's manual, it's just everything. I just pray that the word that we have in us will come alive, that we will desire you as our necessary food. And Lord, as we partake of the Bible, Lord, we are putting Jesus Christ in us. We are just thanking you right now that you make all things new. Thank you that you're watching over your word. It is alive and sharp and active, and it pierces even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and so much more. So, Father, right now on this Monday night, Election Eve, we just praise you and worship you and honor you and glorify you. And I want to thank you for the military that has made this freedom ours, that has given their blood, Lord, and their sweat and their tears to protect America, to defend America, and protect our rights to vote and to earn that freedom to vote. And Lord, I just thank you for them. I pray for the nurses and doctors on the front line of this crazy epidemic. I pray for them, and I thank you for them. I do lift up the fivefold ministry, Lord, their spouses and children, the entire dynamic of the fivefold ministry. And I thank you, Lord, for missionaries, home and foreign. I pray, oh God, for Christian TV, Christian radio, places, Lord, that we can turn and not hear a cuss word and not see pornography on the airwaves that are open to boys and girls and little children and the elderly that are just incensed and outraged by just the debauchery. And just thank you, God, that there are safe places we can go. And Lord, we just love you. We just thank you and we honor you. I lift up Abba Father International Fellowship, a place, oh God, to come and unite with like believers and kindred spirits. And I thank you, Lord, that we are just here, God, for your glory, for your kingdom, for your honor. And we thank you that you desire us to praise you and lift you up and draw near to you. And you said, if we seek you first, everything we need will be added unto us. Lord, you said, if we give a cup of water to the anybody, that you will give us a reward, Lord. It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes little tiny steps that get 1,000 miles. So, Lord, we thank you. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. And, Lord, Chaplain John is desiring a wildfire to just come out like it's burning in California, literally. Let it just burn across the nation spiritually that way and burn out the dross and just cleanse us of all impurities. And just thank you, God, for the plans you have for us. They're plans to prosper us and give us a future and an expected end. And that end is to meet with you in paradise, to live with you eternally, ever after, in heaven. Lord, just thank you that you're perfect in all your ways and holy in all your works. There's no flaw in you, no weakness in you, no diminishing of your power or authority. And we get to call you God, our Father, our Savior, And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you lead and guide us into all truth, and you bring all things back to our remembrance, and you are a comforter and a guide and a teacher. Oh, God, all the dimensions of you. We are just in awe and in total reverence of your grandeur and your greatness and your miraculousness. So thank you, God, for this night of prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And we just lay our burdens at your feet, and we pick up the just freedom and love and life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kathy. Thank you. And we have, who's here next? It looks like Ariel. Ariel.
Hi.
Oh, hello, hello. If you'd lead us in prayer, please.
Okay. Father God, thank you for bringing us together again tonight on another evening to pray with one another on the Uber conference line and YouTube and Facebook group. Lord God, we ask that you keep making a way for us to pray with one another and continue to clear the pathway so we can all communicate, Lord God. And we're so grateful to hear everyone's joys, concerns, and praise reports, Lord God, and that we can connect with people all over the world, and that anyone in the world could call up and pray with us or hear other people's prayers and sermons, Lord God. And we ask that you keep blessing all of us individually and together, Lord God. We pray for our country right now, Lord God. Put a hedge of protection around Donald Trump, around our country, around all the people of America, Lord God, and just serve justice for this voting time right now, Lord God, and let justice be served with the results of the election, Lord God, and just get all the evil and wrongdoings out of our politics. Clear up this country's ways, Lord God, and just make it so the people, so everyone makes it more about Jesus and less about selfishness and greed, Lord God. And we ask that you put a hedge of protection around everyone listening tonight, around our bodies, our cars, our homes, our workplaces, Lord God. Take away all evil and bad spirits away from those things, and just fill it up with the Holy Spirit and with your presence and your love, Lord God. We ask that anyone listening tonight is going through any physical pain, mental strife, addiction, or spiritual warfare, Lord God, that you take that away and you cleanse us and you fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We ask that you take away our sin of the day, Lord God. Wash us clean. And if we have anything we need to pray about or any shortcomings we need to pray on, Lord God, that you just put it on our heart, Lord God. And we ask that you keep our eyes descaled. You keep our heart a one of flesh. And you keep us looking to you and trying to be more like you each and every moment, Lord God. And we thank you for dying on the cross for our sin and for shedding your blood for us, Lord God. And we ask that you keep making a way for us to bring others to Christ and know your love, Lord God. We ask that you put people on our path that may need you, Lord God. We ask that you give us all the armor of God we need to say and do the right thing, to turn that lost soul to Christ, Lord God. We thank you for the souls that were saved today, and we ask that many more get saved tomorrow, Lord God. We ask that any people plotting to do wrong in these next few days or show violence, Lord God, that their hearts get changed 100% the opposite direction and a miracle is done and they want to do love and serve Jesus, Lord God. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you very much.
And, Thank you.
Okay. We have Lynn here also. If anyone would like to call in to pray, 717-409-5553. Let me repeat it, 717-409-5553. And we'll stay here as long as there's people that want to pray. I don't have any time. Anna's here. Hello, Anna. And I may have missed some other people, but hello, everyone. And next we have Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn.
Heavenly Father, we are worn out from all the fighting, Lord God, and we can't imagine how President Trump and Vice President Pence and other family members are going around and doing this nonstop. And we just thank you for them, Lord. We ask for your healing for them if they're tired or hurt. President Trump was in three very cold situations the other day. Please protect his health, Lord God. Father, I'm tired of stockpiling, Lord God. Lord, it's wearing on all of us to have to try to figure out how to live in these weird times. But Father, we just ask that you would help us to keep our eyes focused on you. And we know that you are in control. You are omniscient. You know everything. It's your planet, Lord God, not the globalists. Father, we pray that you would take it back. Take it back away from them. Father God, Harris and Biden don't even deserve. I don't even know how legally anybody with those beliefs can even run for an office in this country. Father God, we pray that you would expose them, that we'd have more stories like Sister Kathy just told. Lord God, open up people's eyes. Awaken them, Lord, to see the truth about what's going on. Father, maybe somebody would send them an email, or they would just, most people just watch the television all day long and get their reality from that. And we pray, Father, that you would open the eyes of more pastors like that pastor to help their congregations to see what's going on. Father, the whole world is watching emails to the Martin Armstrong site in Scotland today. You know, they're watching. People are watching because it's amazing to think that one country can impact the future and outcome and wealth and stability of the whole earth. But Father, we pray that you would take this country back, Lord God, that you would have mercy on us, you would forgive us for how we let it slip. Father, if we need a new form of election or something, Father, we don't want to go through this every 4 years, that these socialists and communists can creep in and run for office. So Father, we pray for a system that would vet people who run for office at all levels, that they could only be patriots and true to the Constitution and all of that, Lord. Father, we pray that the truth would get to the voters, even at the last minute. And Father, we ask for the people who are weak and infirm and older and just can't stand in long lines. You pray that somehow they would have someone to take them to the poll that maybe somebody would begin having some respect for the elderly and bring them to the front of the line or something, Lord God. We pray that everybody who wants to vote would be able to vote tomorrow. Father, we ask for your hand, your strong and powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing hand to be on the election tomorrow. Please uncover all wickedness, all lies and deception, all plans to overthrow an honest election. Father God, we just ask for your help. Father, we ask that you would cleanse your church so that they would start teaching and preaching the truth, Lord, and just your word, and no false gospels or weak gospels anymore. Lord, if we witness to people on the street, we want to know that they can end up in a church in their area that will actually disciple them and teach them the truth. So, Father, we ask for opportunities to witness. Give us the wisdom and the words to say. And, Father, we just thank you that we've grown up in America, and we pray that you would turn this ship around and turn this ship around. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Sister Lynn. Again, you can call in 717-409-5553. And it's wide open for anybody to pray. We're up to Shep now. There's Naomi's here. V is here. Rue is here. Okay, so these have yet to pray, but everybody, it's open. call in. And we have Shep. Hello, Shep.
Hello, John. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Father, we just lift up your name, Lord. We just thank you for your blessing on this country, Father. We just thank you again that thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the election tomorrow, Lord. We just pray you would expose any evil, Lord, from the enemy, Lord, that it would be rooted out. Lord, again, that you would get your people out. You will protect the vote, Father. And we pray after the election, Father, that for peace, Father, and somewhat of a return to normalcy, Lord. And we just pray that you would, again, Father, that you would get your people out, Lord, to vote. Protect us, Lord. And again, Lord, we just thank you that thy kingdom come, thy will be done tomorrow in this country, Lord. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see. Naomi is next. Naomi. Actually, Sister Kathy, can you give us an update on Brother Gill's health?
Yeah, I can. It was a rough morning, and he was just kind of really frustrated. You just could feel that he was just so tired of being there for like 2.5 months. But by tonight, it was amazing. He had therapy 3 times, did pretty good. But the thing that was so wonderful, he saw 2 kidney doctors, and they are going to be trying to get, you know, some things going on in that way. But he said, I am just so encouraged. He said, it is just amazing how many times over the course of a day you hear the word God. It's like, God bless you, or God can help you, or, you know, just pray and ask God to blah, blah, what all, you know. But he said, it's just wonderful. But he was able to pray with 2 people. 2 nurses, and that just invigorated him to the max. And one of the nurses was one that worked with his aunt, who was a nurse in Claxton, Georgia. And so that just, they just related to that. Now, they were going to dismiss him just because of the amount of time they're allotted with a patient. So he was supposed to get out this Friday. But the doctor yesterday said, you need so much more time. This is going to be a much longer process. And we have another tier of rehab, and they're going to know tomorrow if he will be able to go into that process. So I thank God so much for those turns of events and the fact that it's possible he will get some more rehab before he comes home.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so
much. How are you? You settled down?
I'm so excited just because so much is going on in Levada ministry. So much is going on the school bus with the precious little children. And although it's 39 degrees here right now, I'm happy. Everything is just, you know, God is so good. That's all there is. God is just so good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, Naomi, can you give us an update with you?
Well, I'm still sick with the COVID, still having fevers. And I think the reason why it's hanging around a little bit longer was I was kind of worn out before I contracted this, and so it's taking me a little bit longer to get through it. So, kind of still in the midst of things.
Okay. All right. If you would lead us in prayer, please.
Abba, Father, I come before your throne of grace, and I praise your name, and I thank you for everything that you've done for us, especially with showing us what was deep inside our government. We only had an inkling of it back when President Kennedy talked about the military-industrial complex Father God. I never really knew how deep it was and how dangerous it is, Father God. Father God, it's not only in this country, but Abba, it's all around the world. And the plans of the globalists to tear down this country, Father God, and bring in communism and socialism, Father God. Abba, Father, we're at a precipice tomorrow with whom we vote for. And Father, we humbly ask and we bring President Trump to your feet and ask that he will have the victory tomorrow, Amen. Abba. We pray for his safety. We pray that, Abba, Father, I ask that you personally protect him and his family and personally protect all of those who are helping him to bring forth righteousness into this nation once again, Father God. I call for judgment on all the darkness, Father God, that's in the Democrat Party, Father God, and you know who they are. Those who have been threatening to say that, speaking against President Trump, Father God, let their words fall to the ground, Father God, and, let them eat dirt like the serpent, Father God. Abba, Father, let Trump, the giant of socialism and the giant of communism, Father, let Trump and the United States bring them down, Father God, almost like David when he threw his rocks and brought down Goliath, Father God. This definitely is a Goliath. This definitely is our giants, Father God, that want to trample upon this nation, Father God, and get rid of your inheritance, Father God. We are your inheritance, Father God. And we ask and humbly pray, Father God, that you show us mercy tomorrow at the poll stations, Father God. I pray for protection around all of the poll stations across this country and every city and every district, Father God, that nothing will happen, Father God. I bind the spirit of violence, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I put it at your feet, Father God. I bind the spirit of the thief for those who wish to try to steal this election, Father, and I put that at your feet, Father God. I ask for the spirit of truth. I speak truth, Father God, to come upon those who are still yet undecided about whom to vote for, Father God. Father God, I knew who I needed to vote for, Father God, because what is always on my mind are the children who are unborn and how they have suffered violence, Father God. They have had their lives ended, Father God. And I know that is a heinous crime before you, Father God, and I often wonder if those are the children that are underneath the throne, Father God, that stand underneath your throne who are crying out to you, Father God. Abba, Father, I ask again for mercy, Father God, for us. I ask again that you have let a revival come through, Father God, this country, Father God. And please receive all the prayers, even from those around the world who are watching the United States, who know that if the United States falls, it will also affect their country, Father God. This is a globalist anticipated takeover, Father God. They want to rule the world, and they want to drown out your voice and drown out your word, Father God. Well, we don't want it to be drowned out, Father God. We want your word to go forth because there are so many yet to be saved, Father God. And I thank you and I praise your name and I say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Naomi. Thank you. Wonderful prayer. And V is here. Hello, V.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, I'm glad you're here tonight.
Yeah, I think the last time I tried to pray, but I was having problems unmuting the phone or something, so I think I got it straight this time.
Okay. Yeah, please lead us in prayer, V.
Okay. Thank you. Abba, Father, we just thank you for this evening. Thank you for the time that we can come together and pray, Lord, and seek you and ask for your help, Lord. Lord, we bring before you the election, and we bring before you President Trump and Mike Pence and their families. Lord, we pray your protection be upon them, Lord, and that you would keep them from all evil. Lord, that you would strengthen them and give them wisdom, Lord. Father, we pray for all those that are going to the polls, Lord, that you would just send your angels there, Lord, to keep peace, Father, and from any harm happening or any disruptions, Lord, that you would just keep everyone safe, Lord, and give people the wisdom, Lord, redirect their thoughts. Lord, even in the night, I pray that you would give people words of wisdom and dreams, Lord, to vote the appropriate way, things that are in line with what's on your heart, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that that President Trump would get reelected, Lord, and we ask for your will to be done. Father, I pray for anyone whose intentions are to cause destruction or violence, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just bring peace. Lord, I pray for any curse to be turned into a blessing, Lord, like you did with Balaam, Father, that no matter how many times they wanted to curse, Lord, you flipped it around and you turned it into a blessing. So, Lord, I just pray that there would be blessings that would come down instead of curses in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would, Father, give us great peace and strength. And, Lord, you are the King of all kings, and you are the King of every kingdom, Lord. Everything must come under your submission and your authority, Lord. You're above it all, Father, so we're submitting these prayer requests to you, Lord, that you would do a great and mighty work, Lord, that we haven't seen, Lord. Father, we pray for continued revival that's happening, Lord, overseas, Lord, and we pray as well here in our land, Father. Thank you for the great testimonies, Lord. I thank you for these pastors that are standing up and speaking truth, Lord, even against what people may come against them, Lord. But I pray that you would cause more pastors and leaders, Lord, to stand up for truth, Lord, and just strengthen us, Lord, in our inner being, Lord. Strengthen our hearts, our minds, our spirits, Lord. Help us to be sure and steadfast, Lord. And, Lord, we just present these prayer requests before you. We thank you, Lord, for your great mercy. We thank you for all the battles that have been won, Lord, and we just continue to look to you for every victory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can cry out to you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, and for victory, Lord. We need you, and we're counting on you, Lord, and we thank you for this time and hearing our prayers, and we ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, V. Thank you. Okay, John had to leave. So, Brother Greg, we're coming back to you. Do you have... Oh, no. We're going to go to Rue. Hold on, Greg. I muted you anyways. Yes, Rue. Rue, would you please lead us in prayer?
Sure. Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here tonight. And we thank you for everybody who showed up to stand in the gap, Lord. Lord, we just come before you asking you for a hedge of protection around our president and around his family and around everybody in that White House, Lord. We ask that you... that you just put it on people's hearts tomorrow to vote Republican straight on the ballot, that to vote against every liberal agenda, Lord, against every liberal judge, against every mess that they're trying to do to this country, Lord. We ask that you protect those folks. Lord, we ask that in places like Palm Beach, where in the last election they showed up with a whole bunch of fake ballots because the supervisor of elections was crooked, and they showed up as soon as the polls closed with an entire truckload of ballots, Lord. Lord, we ask that wherever that is happening, that those truckloads get destroyed, that those ballots will not be counted as fake ballots. Abba, just please, that they not win by cheating. Please, Lord, just expose that mess, and that they get arrested or whatever, that the trucks just catch on fire spontaneously and burn those ballots, that they can't bring those fake ballots in like they did in Palm Beach County the last election, Lord. Wherever it is they're playing that monkey business, you know where it's going on, Lord. Protect it, please, in Jesus' name. Don't let Biden win by cheating, Lord. But we just ask that President Trump win by so much that they can't even fight it. Lord, we're asking for 350-plus electoral votes. 350-plus, Lord. We're even asking for the state of New York, Abba. We just bring the state of New York before you because most of it isn't liberal except for just a couple of areas. And they control that entire state because of that, Lord. And they have mocked you. They have mocked life. They have killed so many people. So many people, and all this is to try to keep everybody shut down so they can try to steal the election. Oh, Lord, we are asking for all the electoral votes of the state of New York, Lord. We're asking for all of Pennsylvania. We're even asking for California, Lord. Don't allow them to cheat. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. I'm going to use this to bring revival across the entire nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Rue. Amen. Wonderful prayer tonight. Wonderful. Okay, Brother Greg.
I just want to ask you something real quick. Now, these Proud Boys, just before the show started, there was this blonde girl who was like a reporter for Fox News, and she was at a Biden, little Biden rally, you know, where he's got the circles and stuff. And she was screeching on and on how Trump was a white supremacist and how that he wouldn't go against the Proud Boys and all this. And I remember seeing a video of the Proud Boys. The guy that founded it was black, and he had a Mexican guy that was with him too. And then they had some white guys. And I mean, it was just a bunch of guys together. It wasn't any kind of white supremacist thing like they're always.
The guy that founded it is a black Cuban.
What's a black Cuban? Yeah, see?
Cuban.
Yeah. Isn't that something? How they just they repeat these lies over and over again, and then the people are believing them.
Right. Well, that's, you see, in their mind, once they say you're a white racist, the argument's over, it's finished, they won't listen to it. So it's a way of destroying someone's character, and usually someone that's threatening to them. So the Proud Boys are real threatening to them because they're standing up to Antifa, they're standing up to Black Lives Matter, and they want to silence them by saying they're white racist and bring Trump in with it.
This stuff, wow. I mean, this is something else. Okay, I'll pray. Lord, we thank you for bringing the truth out on this, Lord. And we ask that you would stop all these lies. The left has a habit of repeating lies over and over, just like Goebbels did for Hitler. And we ask that you would stop this, that you would give us power over that, Lord. You hate a lying tongue. And Lord, you said that heaven and earth would pass away before your word, one jot or one tittle would be taken from your word, Lord. So you keep your word, and we ask that you would move upon this situation, let the truth come out, and let the chips fall where they may, and give us the victory according to your will, Lord, according to your power and your spirit, Lord. And we, as mentioned before tonight, the unborn children, and Naomi was mentioned, Lord, we ask that they would be protected. It's not even safe in a womb anymore. There's 60 million killed and hundreds of millions in China through that policy they have with the one. I mean, these are abominations. We ask that you would have mercy upon the people that are lost in this confusion and wickedness and backbiting and deceit and lying, Lord, that you would save their soul, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them and save them, Lord, and let them become witnesses for you, Lord, and win others to you, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and we give you the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks. And we also ask that this election goes through without any bloodshed, without any really major things going on, Lord, and that you would open the windows of heaven and put a wildfire around about our president and Vice President Pence and their families and all those that are out working for you, Lord. We ask that you would bless them, that you would multiply them, Lord, just like as Chaplain John brought up, Lord, about September 26th. What a wonderful thing that was, Lord. You set it up, I know, and we give you the praise for that, the honor and the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Kathy, do you have anything that you want to add?
Yeah, I do want to add a couple of things. Lord, we pray for the weather tomorrow. I know several polling stations in, 11 polling stations in Louisiana probably will not have power. So, Father, we just ask you to make it possible for everyone to vote and just keep the storms away, keep the terrible, terrible wind and just the areas that are ravaged by fire in California. We just pray that everyone who wants to gets to vote tomorrow. And, Lord, we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. Thank you that you give wisdom, revelation, knowledge, discernment, and understanding. Thank you, Lord, that you can break the delusion of the enemy. You can break through blinders, Lord. You can just open our understanding. Please, Jesus, do for so many others as you did for that minister yesterday. Just break through the smoke screen of Satan. Just break through the blindness that Satan has put on us, Lord, and just help in Jesus' name. We just thank you that everything we need for life and godliness has been provided already by you. Thank you that you can break the shackles off our minds, our hearts, our spirits. Circumcise our heart, Lord, and give us a heart of flesh that will just recognize when Satan is coming, trying to harden our heart, trying to delude us and cause us deception. We just thank you that you're the bread of life. You're the living water. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And, Father, you are good all the time, and all the time you're good. So protect, Lord Jesus, all our country's voting precincts and people on the way there, people standing in line. I know some places will be hot and some places will be bitterly cold. So just protect the people that are exercising their American right and responsibility to vote. And just thank you, God. Thank you that this time tomorrow, we'll know so much
Oh, just help in Jesus' name. We thank you for the fact that you give us second and third and fourth chances. Thank you that you don't give us what we deserve. You give us, Lord Jesus, out of the abundance of your storeroom of heaven. And we just thank you for every good and perfect gift. Thank you that you daily load us with benefits. You overtake us with blessings. Great is the peace of those whose mind is stayed on you. And Lord, that is the only place our mind needs to be, is on you, the author and finisher of our faith, the creator of all life, and the holder of eternity. And we just thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Father, we're before you now, and Lord, there has been a tremendous amount of prayer raised up, and we thank you. That event in Washington, D.C. there on the September 26th was critical, Lord. That event, because I think there was 50 million, if I remember correct, watching it. That event could have really changed the course of this nation, Lord, from disaster to your blessings. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, the country is really stirring like I've never seen it before, Lord. And this is a populist uprising, Lord. It's the people saying we're having enough. But, Lord, we thank you for this. We needed this, Lord, desperately needed it. And now, Lord, we're asking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to change the country spiritually, Lord, from deep into sin, Lord, to a move towards righteousness because of your power. Just as you've changed things politically, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, it's like an infusion of power, Lord. It's tangible. We can sense it, Lord. We need, Lord, that spiritual infusion to win souls, Lord, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. Lord, we're all looking for and anticipating an end time revival that will sweep multitudes into the kingdom, and we want to be part of it, Lord. We love that it would start here and spread all over the world, Lord. So that's what we're asking for. A mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit to beat back sin, Lord. To win souls to you, that you might be glorified. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, I don't know of anyone else that could do what President Trump is doing, Lord. How long ago was it? 2 weeks ago or so that he was in the hospital with coronavirus? And now he's out, Lord, and 2 days in a row he had 5 meetings, but the days before that it was like all, you know, 2 or 3. He's really ramped it up in the last couple of weeks. Thank you for him, Lord. And his boldness, he does not back down. No matter what it rolls off him, Lord, no matter what they hit him with, it rolls off him, and he's ready to continue, Lord. So thank you for him, Lord. He's like, the way you've put him together and the spirit you put in him, he's like a force of nature, Lord. He is. He's like a force of nature. So we thank you, Lord. Where would we be? You had mercy on us, Lord. Because if Hillary had won, oh, Lord, we know the setup of Washington. We're seeing behind the scenes. We know the criminal structure, Lord, of it. We've seen it. And yet, none of them gone to jail, Lord. None of them. But you have revealed it, Lord, how the whole... It was like Chicago Al Capone and his gangsters came in and took over Washington, Lord. But we thank you that, like in literally the last moment, Lord, you rescued us. And we've had 4 years, Lord, of blessings. In fact, Lord, President Trump is moving the other way from Clinton. She would have, and Biden would do everything they can to destroy the church, and he's doing everything he can to bless the church and save the babies and bless Israel, Lord. So thank you for him, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I believe he's going to be elected because your curse sits right on top of Joe Biden for the promotion of the homosexual agenda, mocking you, mocking marriage. I think the defeat is going to be part of the humiliation of him, Lord. Everything is being manifested about his family, Lord. One particular son, Hunter. Lord, it's so bad, Lord. It is so bad. And I don't think it's the worst yet. I think there's a lot more to come, Lord. But this is what we want, Lord, that swamp in D.C. cleaned out. Only like you could. And the criminal element, Lord, especially, I'm convinced, Lord, because we can see a little of it with Hunter, there's major pedophile rings operating in there, Lord, protected. Maybe protected by the FBI, the Justice Department, judges, Lord. You know how to bust it up, Lord. Bust it wide open so all of these rings are found. All of them. And Lord, we are... we are asking for justice with Hillary and the Clinton cartel, Obama and what he's done, Biden, what he's done, all of them, Comey. Lord, we want justice. There are laws there that they've wantonly broke. Everything like the treason, Lord. Murder. I'm sure there's murder involved with these people. So we're asking that you would get that. You've uncovered a tremendous amount. We're asking for more, Lord. That you continue to open this up. And we get at the root of who were the pedophiles. Who was treasonous, Lord? Who sold us out to the Russians and to the Chinese and to the Iranians, Lord? And that they're going to jail because of their crimes, Lord. This isn't political vengeance. This is, if they didn't do any crimes, fine. But, Lord, we know so many were committed, Lord, just openly. And they skate from it. They walk. They defy you. So, Lord, please, we want to see justice now. Real justice, Lord. And give President Trump the clarity, Lord, to get out of get out of his administration, those sleepers, Lord. Those ones that are working against him. They might say one thing, but do the opposite. Clean them out, Lord. Clean him out and give him a righteous cabinet, Lord. So thank you. We thank you for everything, Lord, up to right this moment. We thank you. Thank you for last week and what happened in Pakistan with Pastor Jamil. And we had that thousands came to you, Lord. There were homosexuals that came to you, prostitutes that came to you. There were healings. There were people set free from satanic bondage. Thank you, Lord. This is what we want to see here. We want to see a mighty revival, Lord. Keep the revival going right now in Pakistan. Oh, yeah, bless Jamil, Lord. He's been sick since he's come home. And he really did work sometimes around the clock. So bless him physically, Lord. Bless him physically. so that he's back strong, Lord. And then also Naomi, bless her, Lord, through complete victory over the COVID-19, Lord, complete total. And then we thank you for the good report about Gil. And we're asking every day, Lord, you know, little by little, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And back on his feet soon, Lord, and doing whatever he has to do with you. So we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for everything, Lord, you've done. Amazing, Lord. Amazing. And Lord, I never dreamed, I didn't see this happening, but this is you showing your power and being glorified, Lord. Never saw this happen. I just saw a slide into the end times tribulation period, Lord. But you showed your mighty power, even in the hour, even with the wickedness we see, you've interceded, Lord, because your people prayed. When your people pray, you're Abba, you're Daddy, and you respond. This is just jaw-dropping, Lord. It is awesome. It is beyond anything. I wouldn't have the faith to ask for this. I do now, but back, you know, back years ago there, I couldn't dream of this, Lord. Amazing, 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 Lord. What you've done. You showed your mighty power. Right in the face of the New World Order, linking up with the Communist Chinese, you know, linking up with Soros and the international bankers and all of that. You raised up a man, Lord, with incredible fortitude and strength and resolve. And the one man he's taking them all on and putting them in retreat. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, Lord, bless him. Bless his family, Lord. They've come under a lot of persecution also. So bless them, Lord, and protect them from the wicked one who would like to destroy them along with President Trump. Amazing, Lord. Amazing. His whole family is working with him now. They work together real well, Lord, the whole family. And Lord, again, with Biden, he shows absolutely no signs of repentance for what he did with the homosexual marriage here. He's the one that got it going, Lord. He did. I remember breaking at the time what he did. And then it started the ball rolling, and it ended up in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court voted with him. And we have, quote, homosexual marriage day. There is no such thing. It's an oxymoron. And it's a direct attack upon your institution of marriage, Lord. You've given them 5 years. 5 years this June. No sign of repentance, Lord. None. And by what he did, Lord, I know it's going to be terrible judgment on him. So, Lord, deal with him according to your word. I have right now, Lord, it's astonishing the things we're seeing about his family and the corruption and the bribery and the extortions, Lord, and working with Chinese communist spies. Amazing, Lord. And we see the perversion of him, Lord. It's videoed. So, Lord, not him, but his son. So, Lord, just work in this now for your glory. Work in it, Lord. We want to see this swamp cleared, Lord. And we've always given you the glory. And we certainly will give you the glory when that swamp is cleared, Lord. If you could take it this far, if you could take it from, you know, the beginning when Trump really had, you know, no support and all the attacks on him and everything they tried to do, and you could take it this far and protect him, Lord, you can drain that swamp. You can do it. And maybe save some souls. Maybe some of them, when they see they're facing treason, they may be at their wits' end and turn to you, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord. May you truly are our Abba Father. You really are, Lord. So thank you for all the answers to prayer, Lord. All of them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we look here. I forgot the name. Terrible. But it's a call coming in from Miami. Hello.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and pray. By the way, as you were praying, I hear a little interference. Do you know what? There's like a whistle. You know what that might be?
Hold on. Sister Kathy, do you hear anything?
No, not a whistle.
Sorry. It's on your end.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'm wondering, it sounds almost like somebody's coming in on Skype every now and then.
Oh, wait. Jamil is sending me pictures on Skype.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that might be what you hear.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, that's it. Those are pictures coming in on Skype. Like that. It just happened. Right there. Yeah, those are pictures. Jamil is sending me pictures.
All right, I'll go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, I don't know how to pray tonight. We've come to the precipice. It's our election is tomorrow, and Lord, we believe in our hearts that this nation be over as we know it if the election doesn't go the right way. But I don't know how to pray, Lord. But I pray that the Holy Spirit would just work through me on this, because I know not what to pray for as I ought, but I know that He makes intercession for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I'm thankful, Lord, that You chose me. I didn't come to You. You have chosen me and ordained me that I should go and bring forth fruit. And You placed me in this country. Lord, I love this country. And I'm thankful that in all of us here, other than, I guess, Wild Olive, we're Americans and we love this country. Lord, we also know, though, that to You in Isaiah 40, You say that the nations are as a drop in the bucket to You, even less than that. Yep. Father, we pray that with all the onslaught that's coming on us, upon this nation, upon the president, upon all the Christians, it's so strong like I've never seen before in my life. I believe that You are holding a standard against them. We have the restrainer in our hearts. And the enemy is frustrated because we're here. You haven't raptured us yet, Lord. So I pray that You would give us victory tomorrow in the things we're praying for, not only for a victory over the President Trump would regain, win re-election, but that you would destroy the efforts of the enemy in all their voting fraud, which is immense, and that You would also, we've been constantly praying, Lord, for justice. We want to see it, Lord. And we pray that You'd crack this nutshell that's protecting the pedophiles and crack it open as only You know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. And in all the corruption we've seen the last few years, we've And so, Lord, we so that we would have the freedom yet, while the church is still here, to share the gospel. Lord, that you'd empower us that the Holy Spirit would just move our hearts to love your word and read it every day, to hear from you, to allow you to speak to our hearts, to be branches that would bear the fruit that you pour through us. Lord, let us be that fruitful vine that you want, the fruitful vine is, and help us so that we can, I pray that there be a revival in the hearts of my brethren all across this country, that we'd be giving more for your work in all different endeavors, that we'd be unashamed of the gospel, and you'd give us utterance to speak, give us wisdom when we do speak, help us to use your word when we speak, because your word will not return unto you void, but will prosper in the thing where you send it, and will accomplish that which you please. And that's what we ask, Lord, that we be good ambassadors. And Father, while we're still in the age of grace, and we just, that's what we want, Lord, and that type of movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives across the country. That this will be a wake-up call tonight, Lord, that it's urgent now. And when I think of Judah, they were taken over. I wonder how many were believers in you. I know Daniel and Jeremiah were, but we still have, there's still many, Lord, they're really. So I just pray again for your mercy, thanking you for your mercy. And I think of Psalm 103:8, the Lord is merciful, slow to anger. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And I just pray that, again, that after tomorrow, that you'll bring your protection, continue your protection on President Trump, that they'll not be able to harm him, and that you give him the wisdom and the courage to put out these riots once and for all, now that he wins re-election, Lord. Just bring that force against the enemy, Lord, while your Holy Spirit's still on this earth. Bring that standard and force against the wiles of the devil as they try to storm the White House and other things, riot in the streets. Bring it to an end, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's see. I guess we've covered everybody.
If
Rue, if you wanted to pray again.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, Rue, if you want to pray again.
Yes, but I don't think he was finished.
Oh, I thought he was. He said amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Baba, we all ask for his protection as we go vote tomorrow, the ones that haven't voted early. Lord, we just ask that you just show us fully your Holy Spirit, your love, your joy, your peace, and that you help us to do your will, and that you lead us, guide us, and direct our steps. Lord, sometimes we forget to acknowledge you. We repent of that, Lord. We ask that you would help us acknowledge you in all our ways so that you will lead and direct our paths and our steps, Lord. Father, we ask for hedge protection around Chaplain John, around all the Abba Father Fellowship pastors, Lord. We just thank you again for what you did in Pakistan, Lord, and we ask that you continue to open doors there and that you open Africa back up for the same thing, Lord, that you will just provide for the needs of these pastors and that many, many more will come into the kingdom because of this. Lord, they're faithful to preach your word. And we just ask that you open the windows of heaven for them, Lord. Your word says that we can move mountains, but we're asking to move mountains that is the United States or this kingdom. We're asking it to turn back to you, Lord. We ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not because we deserve it, because surely we do not, Lord. But we know that you are gracious, you are merciful, and when your people seek your face, you move. Lord, we can't do this. Only you can. Lord, please. Pour out your spirit on this nation one last time. Let it be so strong that the world has to notice. Please, Lord, let it include a lot of the Jewish people. If they take the gospel, continue to take the gospel back to Israel, that many in Israel will be saved also. Lord, please, open the windows of heaven on this country. Just help us all to walk in a way that is pleasing to you, Lord. Again, Lord, we just pray for our president, Lord, and we ask that you give him to us for 4 more years, Lord. And Lord, over 350 electoral votes to Trump so they can contest nothing. The election will be finished tomorrow. If it comes in, they can't run it in court and make a mess like they plan to do, Lord. Please, Lord, over 350 electoral votes for Trump. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I think that's, one last call. 717-409-5553. Let me go over and take a look in the chat room here. And Eve is here. Yes.
Chaplain John.
Yes.
Has anyone thought to pray? I haven't till just now. Has anyone thought to pray for the electors themselves, that they wouldn't be bribed or do anything?
I think that's all included, General.
Okay.
Yeah. Lord, there are all sorts of schemes that can be done to throw the election, Lord. All sorts. And we're asking now that everything from the Electoral College to just stuffing ballot boxes and all that, Lord, would be thwarted. That your will be done. Satan wants Biden in there for a variety of reasons. Literally, it would destroy the country. All cheating, Lord, they're known for cheating. All cheating would be blocked by you, and this would be a fair and honest election, Lord, with Trump trouncing. I mean, just an absolute states that they didn't even think are in play, Lord. That's what we're asking for, a tremendous move. Now, you prepared people to change parties that never voted before to vote, Lord. It's amazing to see the Jews in New York, how stirred they are for Trump, Lord. The Amish, with my own eyes, I saw the Amish out. They eschew, as the King James says, politics, Lord. And there they were out at the Lititz meeting with the president, Lititz Lancaster. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. The things... Amazing things, Lord, amazing. And we want him, Lord, to be there for your outpouring. This is a political outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord. There certainly has been nothing like it in my lifetime. Nothing that I could compare it to. Amazing, Lord. And that he's your anointed, Lord. And one of the things is that swamp is going to be drained, and we're going to see what's in it, Lord.
And there's going to be arrests, indictments, arrests, and jail, Lord. Remember, Lord, our request is all of the pedophiles there, Lord, all the pedophile rings where they're trafficking in youngsters, Lord. All of that's going to be busted up, no matter how it's been protected through the years, Lord. All busted up, and all of them, Lord, will be exposed. We don't want any to escape, Lord. None. So, and we'll give you the, certainly we'll give you the glory. So we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, another good prayer time. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, we have more prayer. So you're all welcome. I know people work and all that, but you're all welcome. And then, I don't know, I'm going to be teaching on the Day of the Lord. But I'm going to be teaching on it through Ezekiel with the Lord's house, as he calls it. But because of, I'm not sure about the election, folks, because I'm going to be very interested in it myself. So I'll be posting about the show. We might do some more prayer and. Because I might be distracted because this is so important. But anyways, I'll be posting on what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night. But in the morning, we're having prayer for sure. So Eve is here. Julius from Caninia. Hello, Pastor Julius. Thank you for coming. JK. Hello, JK. I just want to try and catch everybody here. If I missed you, please forgive me. And I don't see anybody else. Okay. Well, God bless you, and like I said, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift, today we claim,
send.
Oh, and make us all fit to live.